All right, first question of the night. Growing up, who was the caveman baseball player that you looked up to, or multiple players that you looked up to? We'll start with you, Delmonico.
So I'm going to have to say Trevor Rogers, Eric Hernandez, Nate Arrington, basically like that whole 2016 caveman baseball team that won state that year.
Okay.
It's just awesome cool. Looking up to them. And you, all, yeah.
Did you go to all the games?
I tried, definitely. And I was also on the bus ride back, like waiting for them when they won state coming.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I remember we were waiting for them.
You went back. You went with your parents and just hung out?
No, we actually were like waiting by the Artesia Highway, like waiting for them when they come back in.
Oh, that's really cool. Okay. Hazen, what about you?
My two favorite players was Trevor Rogers and Devin Ortiz.
Okay. Very cool. And why for you guys, like you said, the state champion, was it just because that team was just special to you?
I would say special, yeah. And also like growing up and going to the Cayman baseball camps, they'd always be around, and it was just also awesome seeing them, like at the camps and all that, and them teaching us ways. It's pretty nice.
It's crazy because I'm thinking about 2000. You said 16.
16.
It was, and like, I'm like, oh, that was the other. But it was what? That's 8 years ago. That's crazy.
I was like 10.
So you were how old? 10 years old.
10 years old.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And then what about for you, Trevor and Devin?
Trevor, I've always like looked up to him because he's always been a pitcher, and I like always been into pitching, so he's just been someone to look up to. And then Devin, he dated my aunt when I was younger, so that's the reason I knew him.
Oh, okay. So you just go watch his games. Mm-hmm. You're paying more attention. Very cool.
Yes,
awesome. What's up, guys? You are here on the All Sports Best podcast. I'm Trey Gonzalez, your host. Today we have two very special guests on, catcher Delmonico Granger Moreno, senior, and then senior pitcher and first baseman Hazen Wright. So thank you guys for being on. Appreciate you guys.
Of course.
All right, today's podcast is sponsored by the Lucky Bull Grill right here in Carlsbad, New Mexico. Go and check them out for amazing food all throughout your week, Monday through Saturday, open from 11 to 9 p.m. All right, guys, we'll start it open with Delmonico. One of the things that I've noticed when I get a chance to broadcast your games is that you, last year and this year, take a lot of pride in seeing the ball. You are big on getting walks, getting hit by pitches. I think last year between you and Zach Galindo, you had about 50, right? Which was awesome. It's great to see. How do you factor that in? Like, do you go up to the plate knowing I'm going to be on the plate crowding it? Or is it there's something about the way you present yourself that somehow you get hit? How does that work?
Definitely. I mean, I go up with confidence, of course. So I get in the plate. I try to get on the plate. And I just try not to be selfish. I swing at the right pitches when I have to, make sure the – swing at the pitches that I can drive, and if they're not drivable, I usually like to take. And I'll take my walks and hit my pitches any day, anything to get on base and help the team score.
So that is something that I've definitely seen throughout. I think I got a chance to watch you eighth grade, ninth grade a little bit, and just seeing that was something that I definitely noticed. And you guys both had a chance to play for Shorthorn at the regional level, right?
Yes, sir.
So that was something, you guys were both pretty much on fire. I mean, the whole team was, right? So can you guys speak to that experience as well, the Shorthorn experience at regionals in Waco?
You want to start?
It was probably one of the funnest times of my life. Just going up there, being 12 years old, getting to go into your own hotel room without no parents.
Mm.
Getting to play on ESPN in front of the whole thing, in front of the whole crowd. Just whenever you're younger, that's one thing that you looked up to going into state.
Yeah, okay. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. When we won and we knew that we were going to Waco, we were all excited to play on TV. And, like, when we got there, we just had, like, a big parade. We met teams from, like, Louisiana and Oklahoma. We also made, like, friends, and we still follow them on Instagram to this day.
Okay.
And, like, actually one of them is committed to LSU, and he's going to go play there. He's, like, ranked number one in the class of 2024.
Really?
Like, Landon Victorian or something.
Holy smokes.
He's a right-handed pitcher.
And you said from where? Louisiana.
Oh, okay. They go to Barb High School.
Wow, but that's
just
really cool.
It was just awesome experience up there. Definitely funnest time
ever. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was really cool to see you guys do your thing, too. All right, so Hazen, you left for a period of time. Could you tell me, like, what happened, when it was, and then, like, what happened there?
I moved my freshman year when COVID started.
Okay.
Because I wasn't too good on online schooling, and so I moved up there because they were going in person.
Oh, okay.
And I just mainly went up there to play baseball and go in person school.
What was the, like, competition like when you went over there?
It wasn't really, like, nothing like here because it was a little 2A school.
Okay.
So it wasn't nothing compared to Carlsbad.
I think because I remember you being here, and then you left. When you came back, I think you were 7'5". No, I'm just kidding. But you were huge. I was like, whoa, this guy like went somewhere to just grow, like in a lab or something like that. But how, I mean, how much taller did you get from your 8th grade to 10th grade year? It had to be pretty substantial.
I think it was like a foot, foot and
really,
half.
A whole foot in one year. That is wild. Okay. All right, D, you signed to play college ball. Yes. At the University of the Southwest. Yes. What went into that decision, and why was that a fit for you?
I believe that was the best fit for me because I went there in October to inter-squad with them, and I inter-squadded. I did really well. I think I went 3-for-4 with 2 doubles inter-squad, and then after that, I toured it, and it just felt comfortable. Everything just felt right, and you know when something feels right, that's the spot. So sure. Definitely.
Also pretty excited to be able to be close to home, have that family support as well.
Definitely. Yeah. I love my family, so.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. We've got, I think there's at least 2 cavemen that are there right now.
Yes. TJ Ruiz and Jeffrey Mathis. Also, Jeffrey is a big part of why I'm there as well. He definitely talked to the coach a lot about me.
Oh, very cool.
And also in the inner squad, I hit a double off Jeffrey, so.
Oh, so he contributed in that way, huh? Shout out Jeffrey. Very cool. He was just doing that because he was being nice. That's what
That's what he said.
That's what he said. All right, Hazen, Galveston College. So how did you decide to sign with Galveston College and, like, also what went into that?
So I went up there with one of my friends from Midland. I played with him in summer ball. And we were both touring the school, and it felt just like home, honestly. It just felt good to both of us. And I committed, and then a week later he committed.
Oh, cool.
Yes, sir. And then it was just like the facility is real nice. Being next to the ocean's nice. And then the dorms that we're staying in is really nice.
Okay. So you've got a place that you feel at home when you went. And if I'm not mistaken, there is also a cave girl that went right?
Jessica.
Jessie Monroe?
Or Jessie,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Awesome. So did you talk to her about it, ask her how her experience was?
No, sir.
Didn't even talk to her about it. Very cool. Awesome. All right. So... tell me, both of you guys had really good summers, right? And I think you both played for an Albuquerque team or in Albuquerque. Yeah. So tell me about your summer ball experience. Was it a lot of traveling, or were you guys living like away from home?
So yeah, basically we played on the same team in the ABA.
Okay.
And we just basically lived in Albuquerque all summer. Usually, we usually stay there maybe 8 times like throughout the whole summer, and then we also went to Oklahoma and Arizona, and those are just amazing tournaments, and it was just fun hanging out every day with each other and playing baseball.
Sure. What was your experience like? Because you guys had the same team, but you were focusing mostly on pitching.
I was a PO.
You were a PO.
I was a PO.
Okay. What was that experience like? Because that's different, right?
Yes, sir. It was pretty good. We would play We would start a tournament on like a Tuesday, and it would end on a Sunday. And I would pitch that Tuesday, go home, and then come back up on Saturday to throw a Sunday.
Mm.
So it was really – I didn't have to stay as much as D did, but I stayed there quite a bit.
And did you catch purely?
Oh, yes. So there was 2 catchers, and we switched every game catching, which was pretty nice. So I'd catch one game and DH the next game.
So did you guys have off days on like similar – oh, you DH. So you weren't even off then.
No, so I couldn't go home. I had to stay there the whole Tuesday through Saturday, and – like, if we'd make it to the championship, then we'd be tired. So I just wanted to go home some days, but it was worth it, definitely. Yeah.
And what's cool about that was we got to kind of keep up with you guys because on Twitter they updated it fairly well. Yeah. So I was seeing a lot of the stuff. I heard a lot of good things. There's a coach that is a part of ABA, Coach Tim Campos, mm-hmm. that you guys probably both know. And they had a lot of good things to say about you just kind of checking in and seeing what you guys were doing. So that's awesome to see what you guys did. And then you guys – and eventually ended up signing, which is awesome too. Okay, you guys both played under Coach Cody May and now Coach Magaha. So can you tell me some of the – is there any similarities between the two, and then maybe obviously the differences?
Similarities, I say both have the same mindset. Both obviously want to get back to state championship. Both great coaches. Both have been in the spot of the state championships before. So definitely some similarities there.
So you feel a sense of trust as a player to play for both?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
What about you, Hazen?
I feel the same way D does. They both have a vision for the end. Like, it's nothing different than any of the coaches I've ever played for.
Okay. What about differences? Is there a difference in like intensity or styles, anything like that? Not really.
Not really. At the end of the day, it's baseball, but maybe practices are a little bit different. Like, just some different things we do throughout, like different hitting. I say that. Like, we do a lot of different hitting things this year.
Sure.
Curveball machine, a lot of just T work. And
You don't want to give too much away, though, right?
Give too much away.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So, I wanted to do a game with you guys. Basically, what we're going to do is all. Say like a trait, and you're gonna say who that person is on your team. You guys can agree or disagree, but I just kind of was interested to see how you guys answer these. You guys ready for this?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we'll go D, and then we'll go Hazen. Okay. So first one, most likely to have your back on the team.
Have my back, definitely, Aiden.
Okay.
Aiden always gonna have my back.
I'd say the same.
You agree? Okay. And let's go ahead and most likely to be late.
Go first.
Hazen?
Hunter Dowdy.
Hazen and Hunter Dowdy.
Okay. Hunter Dowdy, Hazen. Okay. Best with the aux cord?
I'll say myself.
Okay.
D.
You agree with that? Worst with the aux cord?
Probably have to go Jace Hernandez.
Really?
Yeah, Jace. Jace or Gus?
What are they rocking? What are they listening to?
Gus listens to a lot of, like, his walk-up song is like a heavy rock. Metal song. I mean, people like it, but it's just not the style right now.
Okay.
It's just not the bus thing. Before a game, like, you know.
Okay. Most athletic?
Aiden.
Aiden?
Aiden,
okay.
Yeah, Aiden.
Most likely to forget their uniform?
Hunter Dowdy.
Actually, actually just happened this past weekend.
Oh, really?
Our first game.
Most likely to make it to the MLB?
Say Hazen.
Yeah?
Hazen and Aiden.
Very Aiden. Cool. Awesome. Very good. All right. So I had other questions that I had a chance to play baseball in the same program with the Cavemen. And there's a lot of things that we really love about baseball. You take pride in and all that stuff. But there's also stuff that you just never forget. And one of the things that, like, when I think of Cavemen baseball, it's not there anymore. But I'll tell you what that is here in a second. But what is the first smell that you think of when you think of baseball?
Freshly cut grass.
Okay.
Definitely cut grass and concession stand smell.
Okay, because that's exactly what I was going to say. That's one of the things I always remembered about the Cavemen field, but now you guys don't have grass. So you guys freshly smelling turf or what?
When they go and drag the field.
Drag the field.
When it smells pretty nice.
Oh, really? What is it? It's like
just clean out there. Just feel good.
Okay, interesting. All right. Your walkout song, what is it?
It's Buzzin'.
Okay.
I believe it goes. Yeah, I just picked that one because I like the beat, and it says that I feel like money, and my nickname was D Money, like when I was little.
That's right. Okay.
I thought it'd just be cool.
Yeah, it's pretty groovy.
Year. Groovy.
It's like really chill, and people can get behind it.
Oh yeah.
You want to perform it for it? No, I'm just.
Nah, I don't want to perform it.
Hazen, what about you?
Rookie of the year.
Okay, and why did you choose that? Because that one goes a little hard.
I honestly. It was just, I had the radio playing my music, and I just heard that song, and it just, like, felt like it was fitting to me.
Okay. Very cool. Best uniform in the Cavemen rotation this year?
Should go ahead.
White on white.
White on white. Okay.
Yeah. I'll go white on white as well.
So all the home unis.
All the home
that's
unis.
What you, yeah.
Also, okay. Gray on gray is pretty clean, too.
Or gray on blue.
What's the vibe on the black unis this year? Because that's brand new. Yeah. I don't think that's ever been done in the program.
I like it so far. I mean, black, we look tough, mean. It's a good look. I like it. No complaints on the blacks.
It's off and on. It really just depends.
Okay. Yeah. I think they're pretty sweet.
They're cool. Sweet,
just because you guys can say, I was the first one to ever wear black.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Never been done.
Yep.
All right. So I wanted to ask you guys about something that you guys use to complement your uniforms. I did a clip interview with you earlier this year for social media and just caked. With the eye black. Tell me, how did that start? Because that's this year's thing?
No,
it's been before?
Yeah. It's been last year, even the state. Year, this 2022 year.
Okay, so do you know how that started? And then my explanation from other players is drip.
Drip, definitely drip.
Okay.
Drip. Definitely
drip. So explain to the people that are my age or above, what is drip?
Drip is basically... just looking good, like stylish, just okay. Yeah, just looking good. Wanted to look good.
Sure. Mm. Okay. So where did the eye black start? Do you know?
I have no clue, actually. Yeah,
there's no.
We've always worn it, even when we were little.
Okay.
Actually, like.
So, and what's the pregame looking like? You guys are all just hanging out in front of the mirror, just.
Pretty much, we have
Nick Sendate on all of us every single game.
He's the good luck charm.
Like last year, Rene Ramos would put it on all of us. Okay. This year, Nick stepped in. It's a big role.
Because it's a lot of players doing it. Like I saw, I want to say the Caveman Classic Championship. There was like all but like maybe two or three players. Yeah. That what goes into the people that don't wear it? Do you guys give them a hard time, or it's just whatever you want to do?
We give them a hard time just because they're different. Like, they just don't want to do it. But most of them, they say, like, they don't like the way eye black looks at night.
Oh, yeah, okay. True. So that's their thing. Okay. But during the day, everybody does it.
Yeah. During the day, mostly.
Usually. Okay. And usually sometimes, like, pitchers won't wear it. The starting pitchers won't wear it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool information. Nick Sandate is the makeup artist for the team. Very cool. All right. So best cleats of all time. What do you guys have?
I got the Trouts.
Okay. Is that what you guys are... Is that what you're wearing this year? Yes, sir. Okay.
I have to go with, like, any low... low Adidas, the low top.
Okay. The... Like... Is it the newest Trouts that you have? Mm-hmm. Okay. And then for the Adidas, what is it? Like, Adizeros?
Yeah, Adizeros. There you go.
Okay.
Like, very colorful ones. I like color, so...
Like, the drip... The dipped ones?
Dip ones, okay. Like lime green and pink.
And they're drip, is what I'm hearing.
Drip.
Okay. All right. So the next thing is, it was actually about drip again, but here we're going to move into a segment that we call Rapid Fire. You guys ready for this?
Let's do it.
You think so? All right. We'll start with you, Hazen, then D. Okay. Best dugout gum?
Big League Chew.
What flavor?
The grape.
Okay.
Big League Chew. I like sour apple.
Okay. Very good. Both good tastes. Best seed flavor?
Dill pickle.
Takis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that.
I like the Takis seed flavor.
Best shades? I know you guys both wear shades.
Oakley Sutros.
Okay.
Oakley Sutros are 100% Oakley, 100% glasses.
Okay, and that's the brand.
Yeah, it's 100%.
Favorite player in the league right now?
Marcus Stroman.
Aaron Judge, probably.
Okay, so, and both Yankees.
Yes, sir.
Are you guys both Yankees fans?
Yes, sir.
So, like, at what point did your parents go wrong? No, I'm just kidding. All right, let's see. Best post-game meal?
PB&J.
Really? Okay.
Steak.
Love steak. Best baseball movie ever?
Rookie of the Year, Sandlot.
I really like Moneyball.
Okay, and you're talking about Rookie of the Year with the broken arm.
Yes, sir.
Henry Rowan Gardner.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Best MLB uniform ever?
I'd say the San Diego City Connects.
Really? The bright?
The bright colors.
Okay.
Just stands out. It's not a normal thing that you see.
Sure.
I like the St. Louis Cardinals baby blues uniforms.
All right, those are all good. Very good. Awesome. All right, so what is, for 2024, what is a personal goal for each of you? If not more than one?
My personal goal is to, like, leave with under a one ERA. A one or under, better.
Okay.
Personal goal would be keep my batting average up. No, on-base percentage up all year.
Okay. What about team goals? Is there something that you guys... Do you guys have, like, something that you guys talk about all the time or a motto that you guys keep?
This year we started Be a Dog.
Yep.
Okay. And what is the team goal?
The team goal is to win state.
Win state, get there.
Okay. Very cool. So tell me about, like, the team dynamic this year. Obviously, last year you guys had a solid squad. The year before that, winning state. You guys were both, like, a part of the program for both of those years. What does it look like this year in terms of, like, what the dugout's like? How's the chemistry amongst each other?
It's pretty good. Just... Last year to this year, it changed a lot because me and D, we played with the guys last year pretty much our whole lives.
Mm.
So going into this year, it's the same, but it's different.
Sure.
Yep. Okay. Still continuing to build a bond this year with the guys. We still trust each other, one that we have this year, and it's been amazing so far.
Yeah.
But,
okay. All right. So another question that I have for you guys, it's different for every baseball player. You guys play very different positions. What is the best feeling in baseball as a pitcher?
Popping your first nine.
Okay.
Getting a 90.
Okay. And when did you do that?
I hit it the first tournament this summer.
Really? Okay. And how'd you find that out? Because was it on the scoreboard?
Tim Campos.
Okay. Very cool. Awesome. And did you know when it came out of your hand, like, I got it? Or
it felt different because, like, usually you could feel like, oh, like this hit that. But that throw, it just felt way different. It felt good. And you could hear by the pop of the glove.
Sure. Okay. And D, what about you?
For catching?
Yeah. What is the best feeling as a catcher? Like, what is a...
Definitely throwing someone out or back, picking someone in a tight ball game. Back pick when it's unexpected and we really need the out. And just hearing the crowd, like, go crazy after a back pick or throw out. It's awesome.
How do you feel about, like, what do you call it? The pregame pop up to home plate. Is that pressure? Everybody's watching you, the last one on the field?
I would say I used to be very nervous for it, but now I just don't think about it and just catch a pop fly.
Just making it happen.
Making it happen.
Very cool. All right. So what is something that you guys just look forward to each and every game when you put on your uniform, you get to the field? Like, what is something that you guys look forward to that you feel like you're going to miss after your senior year?
Running out to center and jumping and hitting the wall.
Definitely. Definitely running out there and then saying our team prayer in the middle and just getting pumped up in a circle before the game and then doing our stretches. It's just awesome.
Is there any other, like, rituals or superstitions that you guys have that, because I remember some guys would, hey, I'm the last one. I have to be the last one to touch the center field sign. Or, you know, like you guys said, Nick Sandate's got to be the one to put stuff on. Do you guys have anything else that you guys... This has to be done this way.
In the prayer circle, we're all in the same order every game.
Okay. Very cool. Is that mostly the one?
Mostly. Yeah. Mostly, yeah.
Very cool. Are you guys doing any types of team dinners or?
Yes, sir. Okay. The first one was the same one that we had every year. The Shane Andrews' house.
Oh, okay.
And then now we're just doing it. We're just pickup houses just throughout the team. We just have a team dinner at each guy's house.
Oh, throughout the year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's been nice. Those are also the good memories.
Yeah.
Team dinners and spending time with them, making jokes.
When you guys went to Shane's house, did they show highlights?
Nah.
No, they didn't show highlights?
No,
okay.
No, we just played a bunch of cornhole.
Okay, cool. Who's the champ?
Aiden and Garrett.
Yeah, Aiden and Garrett.
Aiden and Garrett are good.
All right, guys. Appreciate you guys for being on the show. Yeah. I wish you guys the very best of luck going forward. I look forward to watching you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sir, thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for watching the All Sports Best podcast, sponsored by the Lucky Bull Grill. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Thank you.